USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police moved in to clear and arrest the remaining protesters near the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing. Officials in Windsor, Ontario, say more than two dozen people were arrested peacefully, seven vehicles were towed, and five were seized. It happened near the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor to Detroit. The crossing is a vital link to the automotive industry. The protests were against Canada's COVID-19 protocols, a larger protest against those protocols in the Canadian capital of Ottawa that jammed downtown streets for more than 2 weeks, appears to be winding down. Mayor Jim Watson says he struck a deal with protesters to meet with them if they confined their protests to an area around Parliament Hill and move their trucks and other vehicles out of residential neighborhoods by noon on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Some airlines have canceled or diverted flights to Ukraine as the West warns that an invasion by Russia is imminent, despite intensive weekend talks between Washington and Moscow. President Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion would cause widespread human suffering, and says that the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but has well more than 100,000 troops stationed near its border. U.S. officials say Russia can enter the country at any moment. Dutch airline KLM has canceled flights to Ukraine until further notice. French President Emmanuel Macron has a full campaign team fanning out across France. He's meeting with voters, and he's making speeches about the future of his country, but he has not yet declared his candidacy for the upcoming election in April. He has until March 4th to do so. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Elon Musk says the first orbital flight of his towering Starship could come in another month or two. The vessel is being billed as the world's most powerful rocket ever built. While he's anticipating failures, Musk, whose company SpaceX is behind the rocket, says he is confident that Starship will reach orbit by year's end. NASA plans to use the fully reusable Starship to land astronauts on the moon as soon as 2025. 29-year-old Erin Jackson of Ocala, Florida, became the first black woman to win a speed skating medal at the Beijing Winter Games. Jackson won the 500 meters with a time of 37.04 seconds, giving the speed skating team its first medal of this Olympiad and the first individual medal since 2010. A sports apparel company is selling a shirt in support of former Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. He played for the Lions for 12 years. Now he's known as the man who took the L.A. Rams to the Super Bowl. The shirt has Lions colors that are emblazoned with Detroit Rams with a Lions-like logo, only it's a Ram. The mayor of Hudson, Ohio, outside of Cleveland, said at a recent city council meeting that allowing ice fishing on a city lake could lead to prostitution. Craig Schubert told WJW-TV that his comments stemmed from when he was a TV reporter covering law enforcement. More news at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.